This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Welcome, everybody. A couple hours of broadcast healing live from Grown in Miami, the organic fast food restaurant founded by, NBA three-point legend Ray Allen and his wife Shannon. They may be stopping by a little later in the show, but watching the sunset on my T-shirt gone, and it's, 67 chilly degrees. For those of you up north, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, that's not chilly, that's hot. Do we have Jonathan E. Ward with us, the FDA Dragon Slayer? Jonathan, you with me? We should, but we don't. How about Cheryl Chumley? Be that I'm at a remote location, I can't see what's going on. Do you have Cheryl? Potter up. Cheryl, are you with me? No? Yes? No? All right, Cheryl, talk to me. She's not. All right, listen, this is where I am in Miami. It's beautiful. The sun's going down here. We've got organic food all around us, and it's one of the first of its kind certified organic food all the way through. No GMOs, even in the stand-up fridge, the back rooms, everything is organic. So you know we're going to be fed well tonight. The FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E. Ward, is fighting for our rights to speak truthfully and freely. What's that? We got Jonathan? All right. GCN is having a time. I think they're trying to go non-GMO at this point. So we have a number of things. Do we have? Hello? Anybody home? Jonathan E. Ward, there you are, my friend. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I was missing you already. I was thinking, not again. He's not going out to get another award, is he?
No, I've been waiting right here. There's been no connection till now.
No, I think the board, somebody must have slipped them a sleeping pill or something, but we're back, we're live, we're happening. It is the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. We'll be joined by Cheryl Chumley momentarily. Hey, Jonathan, what the heck is going on with the Republican establishment? Isn't it what we sort of predicted, which we didn't want to see, that they wouldn't do what they have the ability to do right now, is to remove this scam of a healthcare system and maybe change it to a little bit more toward a system involving freedom?
Yeah, it's no courage. They don't have any courage. They're scared to death about moving the meter away from the pre-existing system, even though there's no way to prevent wailing and gnashing of teeth. The thing to do is the right thing, which is to get government out of the business of dictating health care in America. So repeal the doggone thing, and to the extent we replace it, why not do something smart like I've recommended, which is to give tax deductions, not tax credits, for individuals, companies, and healthcare providers to give access to healthcare, $1.50 deduction for every dollar you expend to help others.
Well, imagine that. But who is defining, who is talking about the difference between medical insurance and healthcare? Because when we have the Democrats saying, hey, they want to cut everybody off of insurance and health care, or they don't make a distinction between the two.
It's ridiculous. I mean, we should be hearing loud and clear that, look, This is a program to give the health insurance companies a government-sponsored monopoly. Health insurance is not the same as health care. If you get health insurance, great, but health care is provided by practitioners and access to it is not in any way encumbered. If you don't have the resources to get to a doctor, pay for a doctor, you go into the emergency room and the care is provided for you by law. The point is, no one in this country is being denied access to health care because they don't have health insurance if they go into the emergency room. Health insurance is a convenience or a luxury. Sure, more people should have it, more power mm-hmm. to them. But it's not a free lunch, and the people,
we shouldn't
be taxing people to pay for other people's health insurance.
No, and Jonathan, what they're mandating coverage for and what they're prohibiting coverage for, two very things that are anti-freedom completely. Do we have Cheryl Chumley with us? Cheryl, have you joined us now?
I've been on, and then the phone keeps cutting in and out, I guess.
I don't know if it's sunspots or GMOs attacking for Monsanto, but we're glad you're here, Cheryl. You wrote a great article, opinion piece at the Washington Times where you're heading up the opinions online. Lying Congress, lying anti-repealers. In other words, we've got, the Republican House, Republican Senate, Republican in the presidency, and the Ryan-led establishment Republicans are saying, we can't really do a clean repeal like we've already voted on three times. What the heck is going on?
Yeah, isn't that interesting? You know, you think if any time in history, this would be the time where a fast and speedy repeal could be put in place. I mean, the Republicans had how many years now to come up with a plan? And in fact, as you just point out, they voted to repeal several times over the last few years. And way more times than they voted, they took to national airwaves to tell the American people that, by golly, they're going to repeal. And so here we are at the day where the repeal should be immediate, because they've had so many years to work on it, and we have all this dithering going on, and I just don't think a full repeal is on the plate with this spate of Republicans in the House.
Well, and this is where I say voting has its limitations, right? I get it that we want the guys we think who are more pro-freedom, less intrusive into our lives, but we see that the ruse that's played, like, again, Lucy and the football, for those of you who know Peanuts, they take it away. They're really trying to play it. Ryan-led Congress is trying to play it, yet there are freedom-loving Republicans there that are trying to say, hey, you know what? We've done this three times before, I believe, already. Let's do a clean repeal, and let's start the work to bring some freedom back into the health care system. Jonathan, the oligarchy, we know what they're going to do, but what about these Republicans? Are they going to be forced to back down?
Yes, I think they are going to be forced to back down, because I believe the Freedom Caucus and the Republicans who are dissatisfied with the current bill from Ryan are going to hold together and insist on revisions to the bill. It may end up not being perfect, but it's going to be substantially better than it is now. And I think the administration is listening to them. I think the administration is getting the message, appreciating that this is not perfect by a long shot, and is willing to take into account changes that are necessary to make it passable and better. So I think this is actually a healthy event that we're witnessing in the end, because I think it's going to result in a far better piece of legislation. Just imagine if the Freedom Caucus people weren't there. Just imagine if the old guard Republicans were in control. This thing would be flying through, and we would be getting Obamacare light. But instead, I think we really are going to see this thing change, because it can't pass, at least based on the current sentiment in the House and the Senate, for those who are on our side of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. This thing is not going to be allowed to pass. So they have to make changes to get their own party in line. And Ryan is going to have to bend to the wishes of the Freedom Caucus people to at least some extent. And by the way, it appears, and Cheryl may know more about this, but it appears to me that the administration is telling Ryan, you have got to accept amendments to this bill.
Cheryl, is that what you're seeing? Did we lose Cheryl?
No. I guess we did.
You know, I see if we can reconnect with Cheryl there, because she's such a valuable voice to us here. Jonathan, this also reveals, again, the problem we've seen. The purchasing of congressmen by those interests that seem to cross party lines, right? The big pharmaceutical firms, big insurance firms,
well, sure.
et cetera.
Sure.
And they're playing, you know, Ryan and the crew, the establishment, not the Freedom Caucus, but the established ones are going, you know, we can't really repeal it because that would mean those that gave us this money are not going to be happy.
Well, look, those that we've known have lacked sincerity in the past have not suddenly become sincere in the present. They're
right.
carrying that old baggage. They have those connections. They're dominated by the very interests that stand to make a fortune off of not changing this legislation. So it should come as no surprise that what's coming out of here, particularly when it's largely drafted by those who have their feet in the big industry pool, are coming out with a bill that has so many flaws. But I must say that even with its flaws, it's better than Obamacare is now. And I think that by no means should we accept it, but we can take it and amend it. And it can be improved to the point where it can pass and greatly help the American people. So, but my part, you know, my thing that I stick for, and I haven't seen anyone do this, why not do what I'm talking about, which is basically defund the federal government, get them out of the business of health care, by allowing individuals to have a tax deduction for every dollar they expend on their parents' care, on their relatives' care, on their employees' care, on the patient that comes in who's indigent to your hospital or to your practice. For every dollar you expend to help that person, you get $1.50 deduction on your taxes. What this will do is make it financially lucrative for people. They get to wipe out their whole income tax by being altruistic and helping those in need. And they'd be able to spot people in need. They'd be much better than the federal government to ferret them out. It wouldn't be all this fraud like there is now with people dishonestly representing their income and so on. And people in need would be helped. It's not there's no question that there are people in need. There are. The question is, how do we ensure that the people in need are not put in a position either to destroy the rest of the country through taxes that redistribute wealth, or somehow transform government into the position of being the health care provider instead of private parties? And the way is,
sure,
turn the money back to the private sector and let people take care of it. Use tax law to give people a break if they'll just take care of their own.
Right, and right now this overblown bureaucracy has suppressed freedom of speech to such an extent that the vast majority of Americans, even though there's a growing awareness of natural healing methods, homeopathy, herbs and supplements, and organic non-GMO foods, the vast majority are kept from the knowledge and the scientific-based knowledge that these foods can and do prevent and reverse disease, something that the FDA, the FTC, will not allow any purveyors or non-manufacturers of those products, however much science supporting it, to even communicate. The FDA Dragon Slayer standing up for the health, freedom, and healing liberty of all y'all. Join us. We got a lot more to do this hour. Hopefully we'll get Cheryl back on in just a moment, too.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science. And of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
I know all y'all love Cheryl Chumley like we do, and I don't know what's going on with the phone lines, but if she's able to get back in, we'll bring her back on in a second here. We've got Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, and we're talking about bringing health and healing into the American population again via removing the obstacles to that freedom. And that obstacle is government. It is the oligarchy that you've written about extensively, not only in The Rise of Tyranny. By the way, Alyssa Meininger just republished her a review of that book that you published all those years ago, Jonathan, to bring it back to light, because you know what you pointed out all those years ago is exactly the hell we're living in an America that says it loves liberty, but yet it tramples on our freedom to heal and have access to real healing, as opposed to those who have just lobbied themselves into monopoly positions.
And one of the things that is not discussed on Capitol Hill, is not really discussed in this whole healthcare debate, but is central to it, is a fundamental question. Do you trust the American people to make decisions that they can understand to be in their own best interest, or do you think that government needs to mandate what they do on an issue as fundamental as their own healthcare? And we've seen these kinds of intrusions, paternalistic intrusions in the vaccine area for years and years and years. And now this was a whole government takeover of medicine. I mean, we saw the takeover of medicine for people who are seniors with Medicare and the disasters that that wrought in reducing the quality of care and in encumbering the ability of seniors to really get the best possible care. I mean, if you're not covered for anything except that which Medicare deems to be appropriate for your treatment, and a physician is not allowed to deviate from that without risking the charge of Medicare fraud or abuse, you've got a really closed system. And that system was basically superimposed on the entire country through Obamacare. And now that issue's not front and center. It should be. You got to return power back to individuals, yes, in choosing what their health care is. But part of that is giving them the freedom in the private sector to both expend their resources for what they want and also to be free of the kind of mandates and restraints that the government has put on us through Medicare, I mean through Obamacare. And that's unfortunately not what's being achieved with this bill. There's more freedom, but there's still mandates, and there's still an approach towards paternalism and redistribution in the form of the tax credits when there needs to be instead tax deductions. It's not we live in a world of second best where the IRS basically pushes you in one direction or another to make financial determinations so as not to be taxed to death. In that world of second best, one of the things that makes most sense, if we had no taxation, that would be the best. But if we have taxation, then we ought to be able to alleviate taxation for those who do the things that government otherwise says it must do, namely health care involvement. And on that score, if you create a tax deduction, very simple, $1.50 tax deduction for every dollar a person expends on health care, whether their own, for another individual, whether for health insurance or for direct payment for medical services, you will create an altruistic environment in which people will care for themselves, make their own best determinations. And then if the welfare state remains, it remains in the form of the pre-existing system of Medicaid at the state level to cover those who will fall through the cracks. But John, by and large, the system I'm talking about would vastly expand private expenditure to care mm-hmm. for people and for health insurance.
Real quick, Jonathan, has Rand Paul's perspective on this been impacted by what you've said and what you've written at all?
I think indirectly, perhaps, but not directly. The specific proposal I'm talking about now, I know of no member who has introduced this or encouraged it, and yet it seems to me to be so transparently obvious as a way of you know, you're talking about 10 million people in the United States, essentially, who are said to be ones that are in need of health insurance by the federal government. You and I disagree with that. But nonetheless, yes, whether they need medical care, whether they need health insurance, that's their judgment. That's their individual decision. But whatever it is, why not have it taken care of privately? Why not have it taken care of by those with means who wish to and who would? And isn't this a charitable deduction? Isn't this, even though it's not a non-profit, wouldn't you rather be able to have a charitable deduction for actually helping someone in need? I think most people with resources would.
I think a lot of people that listen to us each week and 6 days a week probably do their level best to help people out on an individual basis all the time because it's in their hearts to do it. But government stomps that ability out of many people by basically taking whatever resources they might have had left to do so. All right, we've got lots more to go after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, RSB here, hosting live from Drone in Miami. Those of you who are NBA fans, you remember three-point legend Ray Allen and his wife started an organic restaurant, non-GMO, all the way through. I visited the restaurant a bunch of times over the last day, even went into their stand-up freezer, all the stuff in the back, and it is all organic. They didn't compromise at all. Love that. And that's a private business going out, doing the right thing, and feeding people the good, clean food that they need. And we've got Jonathan Emord, close enough to the nation's capital that it scares me. And, of course, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty doing a good job of looking to restore liberty in our nation's capital and how that moves on out to the rest of the country. And first of all, I want to apologize to Cheryl Chumley. We had some problem on the phone line. She's got a couple of great articles in addition to the one we started talking to her about John McCain jumping the shark and claiming that Rand Paul is now working for Vladimir Putin and Russia. Norm, can you confirm whether Rand Paul is now working for the Russians?
Well, as far as I know, he is not. It's a question who John McCain is working for this day, working for now, though, because he issued a statement about Rand blocking the Senate action on the treaty putting Montenegro in NATO, and he said the people of Montenegro would like an explanation as to why Senator Paul and joined by Mike Lee are blocking this treaty. And last time I checked, I thought Senator McCain worked for the people of Arizona.
That's an interesting point. Didn't he bring up that, you know, we're $20 trillion in debt, at least, and you want us to cover the defenses of another little country out there? And Jonathan, again, right. We know we love liberty, we love defending America and American ideals, but my goodness, is really this where we need to be focused?
Well, I just think that the whole idea, the criticism that he's levied against Rand Paul, I mean, Rand Paul is a person of tremendous integrity, who loves this country, and to suggest that he is basically ideologically sympathetic with a totalitarian brute like Putin is just ridiculous. I mean, he's one of the staunchest advocates of liberty left in this country, certainly much greater defender and advocate of liberty than John McCain ever was. So,
right.
I mean, I just don't appreciate that. I think there are better ways to go than character assassination.
Sure.
If he disagrees with him, fine.
And as a lot of people have pointed out, this is, Senator McConnell, remember, invoked the Senate rule, I think it's Rule 19, to stop Elizabeth Warren from finishing her speech and reading a letter from Coretta Scott King during the sessions debate. And I understand why Senator McConnell did that, I think that this is, if anything, much worse, and it's also even more indefensible under Senate rules, considering that the context that Senator Warren, who I don't like defending Elizabeth Warren, but the context in which she did that, he was talking about Jeff Sessions as the Attorney General nominee, not as a fellow senator. When Senator McCain said that, he was talking about Rand Paul as a senator discussing Senate business.
Right.
So if anything, the argument for invoking that rule on Senator McCain is greater.
Has it been invoked yet, Norm?
It has not, and I don't know. You know, it might be that Rand doesn't want to go that route. It wouldn't surprise me if his response was, you know, I don't need Senator McConnell to come in and silence John McCain for me. Everybody saw what he looked like. I come out looking better at this, and I'm more than happy to continue to have the free open debate with McCain on the Senate floor.
Well, you know who needs a lifeline more than John McCain, even though you wonder how much life he's got left in him, is Richard Maddow. I mean, I'm sorry, Superdon calls him her Richard. It's Rachel Maddow of MSNBC, who did an Al Capone vault Geraldo scenario and revealed a 2005 tax return, at least a couple of pages of it, from Donald Trump, who apparently made about $150 million and paid about $38 million, about 25% effective tax rate, which is higher than most of the people complaining that he's probably not paying his fair share. But I don't remember constitutionally, and even at the Supreme Court level, Jonathan, that there was an obligation to pay as much tax as you can. I thought the obligation is to pay as little as you could get, you know, done with lawfully.
Well, I mean, that's the whole story has imploded upon them because that amount of money paid by Donald Trump, given what he earned in income and taxable income, is a significant sum. It's far higher than anything Romney ever paid. And, you know, it's far higher than all of his other comparable people, including Soros and other folks who are on the left who are in the billionaire category. So, you know, They should be saluting Donald Trump for paying a significant share of his earnings to the federal government. I think you'd be hard-pressed to argue that he didn't pay a significant sum when you're talking about $35 million. I mean, look, we want less taxation, less burden. Donald Trump has paid more than his fair share. Give him a break.
I still like his response in the debates with Hillary when she said, you know, he probably hadn't paid in 20 years or something, and he said, that's because I'm smart. I think that was a brilliant response, because it is. It's stupid to pay more into this federal government than you have to.
I mean, who's calling pot calling the kettle black there? I mean, look at my goodness how they have abused government office and financed themselves through the Clinton Foundation. Greatest scandal in the history of modern America involving conflict of interest has been championed by Hillary Clinton, so she has absolutely no room to talk. You want to talk about not giving your fair share to the United States? Well, when you sell the United States to profit personally, I consider that to be an extraordinary disgrace and dishonorable conduct by a person. So you have no room to, cast stones at Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton.
Right. The idea that, Robert said, that we have some legal obligation or moral obligation to pay as much as possible to the IRS is absurd. And the Supreme Court has always recognized that you have a right to do everything within the law to minimize your tax liability, as long as he's not committing fraud, lying, or hiding income by, say, putting it in the name of one of his children. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And of course, the argument that, you know, we have to look at this because this policy, his tax reform policy, could benefit him, so we need to see his tax returns. Well, okay, sure, it might benefit him, but a lot of other people will benefit from a tax reform that lowers the total tax rate too. Are we gonna start looking at the returns of every Democratic donor to see what policies they might benefit from? Do we want to look at Warren Buffett and see how he benefits from the death tax by buying up family businesses that have to sell to someone like that in order to pay off the state tax liability?
Indeed. Well, this is the debate here. If you want to write more to the government and see it wasted, that's your prerogative. But I think most of these people on the left, you end up finding out, like Reverend Al Sharpton, are in arrears to the feds, apparently. So it's kind of a real hypocritical stance that they have. Now, at Campaign for Liberty, you're keeping up on the blogs and things that are going on. There's something called the Real March Madness. I'm not sure what that is. I know everybody's into the basketball. I'm here at Grown, which is a former basketball star Ray Allen's organic restaurant here in Miami. But I think you're talking about a different kind of March Madness.
Well, the Real March Madness is, this is an article by my friend Michelle Minton, I believe it's pronounced, at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. And this is the time of year when people come in early, they stay late, they sit at their desk so that they can watch basketball on the office TV, share some, maybe have an adult beverage or two with their coworkers when the boss ducks out to go home and watch the games and keep refreshing their brackets. Well, thanks to there's a federal law that actually makes it a crime and forbids states from legalizing sports betting. And of course, you know, I think most people might not even know that's a crime because everybody does it. It's very popular. You know, like I said before, a lot of offices run pools right now. Are we going to send the FBI in to crack down on all those? And it's just another example of this nanny state mindset that says that the government knows what's best for you, and we're going to enforce it at the point of a gun.
Well, again, more involvement in your own personal decisions as adults. Of course, there's probably not even a constitutional basis for allowing such prohibitions. Maybe, Jonathan, you have a perspective on that.
Well, unfortunately, although economic liberty should be given strong constitutional protection, it isn't. And since the New Deal, the courts have basically accepted any rational explanation for government regulation of the market is sufficient to justify restrictions that have even driven people out of business altogether. So that's unfortunate, but as a practical matter, I mean, my goodness, just get out of the way, leave people alone. As long as they're not hurting anybody, they're using their own money, let them do what they want to do. And that's the real issue, I think, for the Trump administration in this deregulatory initiative is to come back to the point that if there is a action that would otherwise be deemed to be a violation of a rule, if it causes no harm, demonstrable, provable harm to someone, then there should be no enforcement. Only if somebody is injured should there be enforcement, because we should have enough respect for the private sector and for individuals to resolve their own disputes to allow instances where there isn't provable injury to be resolved by private parties using their own resources. Just get the government out of the way.
Jonathan, isn't it outrageous to treat people as adults and expect them to behave as adults?
Yeah, particularly when they're Democrats. I mean, my goodness, yeah. Talk about an absence of adulthood. Look at Schumer and look at Pelosi. And the only thing that they don't have is that there's no one who's in diapers with a rattle named Harry Reid anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. It hasn't improved all that much. And then again, as you heard us before, we're equal opportunity, discussion makers when it comes to the role of government in our lives. If the anti-freedom establishment Republicans do something, we're going to talk about it, which we already have today. But, yeah, by and large, the Democrats are running this thing. And, well, we want a little bit more freedom. Maybe there's some more freedom for consumers. We'll talk to Norm Singleton about that from the Campaign for Liberty after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Got the GMO updates, got some health impact studies on environmental toxins, particularly aluminum. That's coming up next hour. We're continuing with the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Norm Singleton joining us from the Campaign for Liberty, along with Jonathan Ebord, my co-host each and every week when we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. And Norm, there's a Campaign for Liberty blog to Congress. It says, repeal the anti-consumer pro-crony legislation that's out there. I'm thinking, which one? I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Durbin Amendment.
Well this is what's called the Durbin Amendment. It's named after the very unpleasant senator from Illinois, Dick Durbin, who, and it's part of Dodd-Frank. And it sounds on the surface like it's one of those things that's pro-consumer. It limits what's called the exchange fees, which is the fees that banks charge you at a restaurant or a gas station when you use a credit or debit card. But the problem is this actually, the profit from this doesn't come from flow to you. It flows to the restaurant and the who are the people behind it, the lobbyists behind it. And because it raises bank fees or limits bank, or because it limits what the banks can get from them, what they do, of course, is you ultimately, the consumer ultimately pay it, whether it's through higher bank fees to use a credit or debit card or certain services are being cut back by banks because of this. And it really is an example of crony capitalism that harms the consumer, dressed up as pro-consumer regulation, which, of course, is pretty much what Dodd-Frank is and pretty much what most regulations are, including our old friend Obamacare, which I just want to say that I don't want to name the name, but one of your fellow talk show hosts came up with a really good acronym for the current so-called replacement bill, which is RhinoCare, repeal in name only.
That's good. Yeah.
Because Republicans can be bad on these issues just like Democrats.
Right. Well, and that's where I ask the question, is the best we can hope for is to limit the injury and damage that the federal government does and all of its trappings to the economy and the people who want to engage in it?
That might be. That wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing, but I hold out hope that things will change. We're trying to do it at Campaign for Liberty, and we've seen, in the last election, some positive signs, some negative signs, but I think that people are starting to wake up and getting tired of kind of the government pushing them around.
Yeah. I still hear the echo of the words of Ron Paul saying that if you don't do it now, it's going to be a disaster later when it collapses because you just can't pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think the economy is as strong as the stock market would. I think this is a temporary boom. I don't think it will last. I think that you have to look at context, too. I believe that interest rates will still be at record lows despite the Fed's recent raising them, which is something that they probably had to do to avoid really bad consequences in terms of people's confidence in the continuing value of the dollar.
Indeed. Hey, Jonathan, do you see, again, we've talked and we try to be as positive about these things as possible, but recognizing realities that have been in place for a long time. You even went back to the New Deal, which is very important because it did change functionally the view of what the role of government is in America. Is collapse the only thing that could shrink the government at this point? Are we going to go willingly to say, you know what, if we don't, that collapse is going to be much worse than making the belt tightening that has to happen?
I think there's going to be essentially a revolt when services that the government mandates be provided are not provided by the providers because they aren't able to get from government the financial return that they expect. The basic problem is that there is a squeeze. There's only so much you can do in taxing the American people before non-compliance becomes the rule. And there's only so much you can do in compelling people to do work in support of services when you don't pay them a wage that is equal to what the value of those services are. So I think it's all going to collapse. I think that's going to lead back to a free market.
Yeah, however it has to happen, it's going to rise up from the ashes. Of course, that's the concept of the Phoenix. But, hey, Norm, thanks for being with us. Jonathan, as always, taking fire for liberty. Cheryl Chumley, we'll get you back on solid next week. And we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing live from Grown in Miami. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight?
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.